From the YPR studios in Billings, I'm Bree Ripley. Governor Steve Bullock's office said today that state agencies must cut their budgets an additional 10% in order to avoid a $227 million budget shortfall within 2 years. Those cuts would be in addition to spending reductions that were triggered earlier this month by low revenue results, plus previous cuts to many state agencies included in the two-year budget passed last spring. State Budget Director Dan Villa.
The only things exempted in law from these reductions are the School for the Deaf and Blind, the Legislative Branch, the Judicial Branch, salaries of elected officials, K-12 base aid, and state debt.
Villa said all of those entities, except K-12 schools, have been asked for voluntary budget cuts. Villa today blamed the additional budget cuts on two things. One, a revenue estimate set by lawmakers that he called high, and what he says is shaping up to be the most expensive fire season in state history. He said the nearly $50 million Montana set aside for firefighting and other emergencies this year will be gone by the end of the week. Montana's Republican Party Chair Deborah Lamb issued a statement saying it is, quote, completely unacceptable that Governor Bullock refuses to take responsibility for the fiscal disaster he created, unquote. Lamb called Bullock incompetent and incapable of prioritizing spending. The Bullock administration and Democratic state lawmakers say their plan to shore up the budget with additional taxes on the wealthy and out-of-state corporations was rejected by Republican state lawmakers. No actual cuts will happen for at least a month, while the proposals are reviewed by state lawmakers and legislative fiscal analysts. A Houston ballet instructor who was stranded in Montana decided to make extra use of her time in the state by teaching kids. The Independent Record reports that renowned ballerina Lauren Anderson planned to return to her hometown of Houston this week, but the Harvey flooding in Texas prevented that from happening. So instead, she has been teaching classes at Queen City Ballet. She taught a 3-hour rehearsal on Tuesday, wrapping up her 5th day teaching in Helena. Anderson says her son and other family members are in Houston and are safe. The Houston Ballet is filled with water and surrounding airports are closed until at least tomorrow. Anderson says life is on hold, but being in a ballet studio is helping her cope. Just like in the science fiction movie Close Encounters of the Third Kind featuring Richard Dreyfuss, UFO enthusiasts are being drawn to a strange geological formation in Wyoming. Devil's Tower played a key role in the well-known UFO film that came out 40 years ago this year. The first Devil's Tower UFO rendezvous will be held at the site from September 14th through the 16th. The formation is actually the solidified core of an ancient volcano. Experts on UFOs will speak at the convention. Organizer Brian Olson says there's a fun side, too, with plans for a parade, live music, and barbecue cook-off. Devil's Tower stands more than 800 feet tall and can be seen for miles. Smoke from wildfires has led Zantara Parks and Resorts to close Lake McDonald Lodge in Glacier National Park for the season. The lodge on the shore of Lake McDonald closed today nearly a month ahead of schedule. Zantara says the Sprague fire burning in the park was not threatening the lodge, but heavy smoke was settling in the area, at times creating hazardous air quality conditions. Those with reservations will receive a full refund. The lightning-caused Sprague fire also forced the closure of a backcountry chalet earlier this month. The fire was not threatening Sperry Chalet, but it was burning near a trail used to access the chalet. It was closed for the season in mid-August. People who want to snowmobile in Yellowstone National Park next winter without a guide can enter a lottery starting this Friday. The park requires all non-commercially guided snowmobile groups that enter the park to have a permit. Those wishing to snowmobile without a commercial guide can apply through September 30th. Permits cost $40. This is YPR News. I'm Bree Ripley. Thanks for listening.